The Bronze Bust Mystery by Sue Graves. Chapter 1. Back to Ancient Rome. It was the weekend. Robert and Lucy were staying with their grandfather. Robert and Lucy were cousins, and they were also best friends. They liked staying with Grandad. He was a lot of fun. He was an inventor. He invented new kinds of mobile phones. Robert and Lucy thought his very best invention was a time travel phone. You used the time travel phone to travel through time. It was quite easy to use. First, you put in the time you wanted to visit. Then, you put in the place. Last of all, you typed in the password, adventure. Then, the time travel phone took you back in time. Robert and Lucy had only used the phone once before. They had gone back in time to London in 1666. They had an amazing adventure there and saw the Great Fire of London. This weekend, Grandad had a special treat for the children.
"I am taking you to the cinema to see a film," he said.
"Wow," said Robert and Lucy. They loved going to the cinema.
"What are we going to see?" asked Lucy.
"We're going to see a film about the Romans," said Grandad. "It's very good."
He looked at his watch.
"Come on, hurry up. We don't want to miss the start of the film."
The film was very exciting. It was a story about life in ancient Rome in the year 130. In the film, there were rich and poor people. There were lots of slaves. The slaves were owned by the rich people. The slaves had to work hard for their masters, and they got no money for their work. The film also showed some exciting chariot races at a place called the Circus Maximus in Rome. It was a big place with a racing track around the edge. There was a gladiator fight at the Colosseum too. It was very scary. Grandad explained that gladiators were fighters. They fought each other at special shows that the Romans went to watch. Robert and Lucy talked about the film all the way home.
"What was life really like for the Romans in those days?" asked Lucy.
"I don't know very much about that time," said Grandad. "I do know that if you were rich, life was good. But many people were slaves. I don't think slaves had good lives at all."
"I wish we could find out more about the Romans," said Robert.
"When we get home, I'll show you some books about them," said Grandad. "They may tell you what you want to know."
When they got home, Grandad took Robert and Lucy into his study. There were lots of bookshelves along one wall. They were full of books of every shape and size. Grandad went over to them and looked at some old books on one shelf.
"Now let me see," he muttered to himself. "I'm sure I have got just the book you two need. I know it's here somewhere. Aha, here it is. I think this book might answer some of your questions."
He lifted a big book off the shelf. The cover was old and torn, and some of the pages in the book were loose. Grandad handled it very carefully.
"I haven't looked at this book since I was about your age," he said.
He sat on the sofa, and the children sat down beside him. Grandad carefully turned the pages. The book was all about ancient Rome. Grandad explained that, at one time, the Romans were ruled by emperors. The book had lots of pictures in it. They showed statues of the emperors. Some of them looked very fierce.
"They look really scary," said Lucy.
Grandad laughed.
"I wish we could go to Rome and see what life was like for ourselves," said Robert.
Then he had an idea.
"Could we borrow the time travel phones and visit Rome in the year 130, Grandad?" he asked.
"Well," said Grandad.
He hesitated. Just then, the telephone rang in the hall. Mrs. Green, the maid, was away for the weekend.
"I must go and answer the phone," said Grandad.
He went out of the room. While Grandad was out of the room, Robert and Lucy looked at some more books. Then they saw the time travel phones on Grandad's desk. Robert picked up one and looked at it.
"I wish we could use these to travel back to ancient Rome," he said.
"Me too," said Lucy.
She picked up the other phone.
"But Grandad will miss us if we go on an adventure."
Robert looked thoughtful.
"Grandad might not notice that we have gone," he said.
"What do you mean?"
asked Lucy.
"Well," explained Robert, "after our adventure, we have to punch in the date and place we want to come back to. If we are lucky, the time travel phones might return us to Grandad's study before he finishes his phone call."
Lucy's eyes widened with excitement, but she was still worried about Grandad. Robert turned the time travel phone over and over in his hands. He sighed.
"The phones might not work," he said. "They may not be able to travel back that far."
"Shall we test them and see?"
asked Lucy.
"Yes, let's do that," said Robert. "If they don't work, it doesn't matter. And if we are worried, we will only stay in ancient Rome for a few minutes. We don't have to stay if we don't feel safe."
They tapped in the year 130. Then they tapped in the place, Rome. Last of all, they tapped in the password, adventure. Robert looked at Lucy.
"Are you ready?"
he asked. Lucy took a deep breath.
"Ready?"
"Press the green button now," said Robert.
Together, the children pressed the green buttons on their phones. Everything went dark, and there was a sound like the rushing of wind. They felt themselves rushing back through time at an alarming speed. Suddenly, the rushing wind stopped and the darkness disappeared. The children were in a room with a stone floor. There were large pots in the corners. A bed was near the window. The room was warm and sunny. Robert and Lucy could hear lots of strange noises coming from the street outside the window.
"The phones have worked," whispered Robert.
"Are we in ancient Rome?"
asked Lucy. She looked scared.
"I think we are," said Robert. "But what do we do now?"
Suddenly, the children heard a noise behind them.
"Who are you?" said a voice. "And what are you doing in my room?"